Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Mike Pence casting the deciding vote for Betsy DeVos as the next Education Secretary, taking the office on that 51-50 vote by the Senate with every Democrat voting against her. Pence was forced to cast the vote after two Republicans also voted against President Trump's nominee, the two Republicans Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Donald Trump taking aim at the media for reporting fake news about him and his administration.
Stories about me that should be good or bad. You know, I don't mind a bad story if it's true, but stories that should be a positive story when they make them totally negative. I understand the total dishonesty of the media better than anybody.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Supreme Court justice wants America to return to a better time of discussion. Here's more.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says the nation needs to return to civil discourse. That's the message the 83-year-old Ginsburg delivered to an audience at Stanford University on Monday night. She said if she could, she would wave a magic wand and put the country back to when people were respectful of each other and government worked for the good of the country, not just along party lines. Ginsburg recalled a favorite expression of her good friend and ideological opposite on the court, the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Washington, D.C., Ginsburg said, needs to get over it.
A manhunt underway in two southern states for a triple murder suspect. Police say William Boyette Jr. killed two women in Milton, Florida, and another in Lillian, Alabama. He's also suspected of shooting another woman during a home invasion in Florida on Monday. He's traveling with a woman identified as Mary Rice, but it's not clear if she's a hostage. Boyette is considered armed and extremely dangerous. USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
The Texas Rangers now on the case of trying to find Tom Brady's missing jersey. Correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
I put it in my bag and then I came out and it wasn't there anymore.
From Houston police to the Texas Rangers, not the ball team, but the real Texas Rangers, authorities in Texas are still investigating the apparent theft of Tom Brady's game jersey after a historic Super Bowl 51 on Sunday.
It's unfortunate because that's a nice piece of memorabilia. So if it shows up on eBay somewhere, someone let me know. Try to track that down.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick putting the Rangers on the case on Monday. Earlier reports that an equipment manager had grabbed it for safekeeping ended up being false. I'm Chris Barnes.
Government health officials are raising an alarm about a disturbing trend among teenagers concerning e-cigarettes. Here's more on the story.
It's called dripping. It's when an e-cig user drips the nicotine-laced liquid directly onto the device's heating coils, creating a stronger buzz.
I think it's a wake-up call to parents in general about e-cigarette use.
Erica Sword is with the American Lung Association and says a new study from Yale found that one out of 14 e-cigarette users drips. She calls that a wake-up call for the government.
We're going to continue to see new ways that people are manipulating the product unless FDA is allowed to oversee these products.
Taylor Summers, Denver.
For more news and in-depth analysis of today's headlines, visit westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. We're going to get started in about 2 minutes. We're going to play a few of our paid commercials from our other sponsors, and then I'm going to give you the overview of what's happened in January in both Somerset and Hunterdon County, real estate-wise. So, Joe Peters, I'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters. And if that last commercial and voice sounded a lot like me, there's good reason. I represent Weikert Realtors. I help people achieve their goals and dreams across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. And I've been doing it for going on 14 years at this time professionally. So I've helped hundreds of people buy and sell their houses. And for the 6 years before that, I did it as an investor. So what they've asked me to do is, first of all, tell you that today is the I'm looking at the date while I'm talking to you because I know it's the 5th. It's the 7th. It's 2 days after Super Bowl. It's the 7th of February. And they've asked me to give you a quick run through of what's happening weather-wise, which is really interesting because right now it's sort of rainy and 50-ish. I didn't see any sun today. There was a little glimpse of it early this morning, but never materialized. It's going to be 46 overnight. Tomorrow is going to be 58. Would you believe 58 tomorrow? And then tomorrow night it's going to snow. It says we're going to get 1 to 3 inches and then maybe another 2 to 4 Thursday. And then it's going to warm up again. It's going to be in the 30s on Friday, back to the 50s on Saturday. So it's going to be a very short winter. It's going to be from Thursday morning through Friday afternoon. And I think if you take a look at what's going on out there, that's what's driving the market today. But before we get started and before I forget, they've asked me to talk a little about the soup cook-off that's coming up. I go to this, it's got to be the fifth year we're going to it. It is the best 2 hours we spend. We get to meet a lot of our old friends and acquaintances. We get to taste about 20 different soups, and we get to vote on the one that's best. It's done at Hunterdon Central. It starts at, I'm looking at the time for the start, it's usually around 4 o'clock. And it runs until, it's 5 to 7, here's the time, 5 to 7. And what you get to do is they got some bread and water, it's complimentary, it costs $15 to enter. And you go to all of these different stations that are positioned around the large auditorium, and you try out their soups. And you get a chip so that you can vote. It's like a big poker chip. And at the end of trying out all these soups, and you can try them a second time if you like them, you go back and pick the one out and somebody wins. And it's always neat because you'll get the various food establishments there. You'll get the various bars and grills. You'll get the Culinary Institute from the Central High School won. I don't think it was last year. I think it was the year before. They won the soup cook-off. I highly recommend it. I've done all this talking and haven't given you the date. It's coming up on February 27th, which is a Monday, from 5 to 7. At the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Commons area. And if you haven't been there, it's right across the street from where Costco is. Or, to say it backwards, Costco is right across the street from the Commons. So, once again, Joe Peters, and I'm a realtor with Weikert. I've been doing this for a while. And I do this show every second week, and the other every second week I do a show for our 55-plus partners so that we talk about some of the things that the people that are 55 and older are starting to face and encountering. And we have various guests on both shows. Today, since it's my real estate update, it's just going to be me, and I'm going to tell you what's going on. Or maybe better said, what's not going on. It's not winter. We haven't had winter. We've had a little dusting of snow twice. We've had relatively warm weather. And as a result, people have been out as if it's spring already, and it's not. It's still, as far as the calendar is concerned, winter. And as a result of that, we've sold a lot of the inventory that would have sold probably later in the season. Most of that is inventory that's been left over from the prior year, but we're starting to get new inventory on every day. And Super Bowl Sunday is usually the gate as to when the new season starts. Following week and weekend, we start to see a lot of listings come on. And we've, because of the weather, been having a fabulous month of January. I think we actually sold more houses in January than did in December. I don't remember ever seeing that happen before. And I'll go through some of those statistics with you. The other thing that's driving the market at the same time is interest rates. We, since the election, have seen the interest rates rise from about 3 3/8 to 3.5 roughly, up to about 4.25. They went up a little higher, like 4 3/8. They dropped down. They're about 4.2 over the weekend. And I'd say if he said 4.25, it's probably a pretty good estimation. What happens going forward? Well, we don't know. Nobody knows. But most forecasts are showing that interest rates will continue to rise, and we'll probably see at least another 0.5 out of it, probably to somewhere around 4.75, maybe 5% by the end of the year. There's reasons for this. The economy is stronger, and the consumer sentiment is strong. Consumer confidence is way out there. We've seen the stock market come up about 10% since the election. Love him or hate him, we've got a new president, and I'm not going to comment on it, but we're going to work with this for 4 years. I can guarantee you he's not going to give it up, so I think we need to get used to him and some of his new ways of doing things. And thirdly, I think it's good, based on what we've seen so far, for the economy, because there is a business sense to it, and there's a lot of consumer sentiment saying that what I've seen so far makes me feel confident. Now, I can't say the underlying economy supports that. We're a little over 1% on a gross national product for the country, and we're under 1% in New Jersey. We're still at just under 5% nationally unemployment, and we're probably right at 5.1 in New Jersey. But consumer confidence is what sells houses, and consumer confidence is based on fear that the interest may go up, the fact that it's been warm and people have been out in the real estate industry at least, and that you're feeling good about things. The elections are over, there's an aura of confidence, and people are buying houses. So what has that done to the market? If we take a look at Hunterdon County, in the month of January that just ended, we sold 109 houses. That's every agency, every county, 109 houses, all styles of residential houses. How does that compare to the month before? In the month of December, we have sold 104 houses. Now, you could argue, well, December's got a lot of holiday downtime in it, but I've been in this business a while, and I've never seen January be better than December, so it's a statement upon itself. We judge how good the market is by looking at how many months' supply we have. And if we take a look, and how do we judge how many months' supply we have? We take a look at the total units that are for sale in a given area, and we take a look at the ones that went under contract, not necessarily closed yet, but went under contract in the last 30 days. And we say for that 30 days, we had 100 units on the market. We sold 25 of them, 25 went under contract. If you divide one number into the other, it gives us 4 months supply. And that's on the edge of what's average. Average inventory is somewhere between 4 and 6 months supply. 4 to 6 months supply means it's right where it's expected to be. Prices aren't going up. They're not going down. It's normal. If we get above 6 months supply, which means sales have slowed, well, then there becomes pressure on prices. I'm going to talk about some of the price points we're starting to see that happen and some of the towns where we're starting to see that happen. If it goes below 4%, well, then, in effect, we've got buyer interest in that price point or that area, and we're actually seeing multiple offers and prices are starting to come up. So 4 to 6 is normal. Under 4, we're seeing increase in prices, and over 6, we're seeing pressure on prices. Now, 4 to 6 months supply, and I've got it for the whole county by price point, isn't really the way the picture works at the finite level. You've got to take a look at it down at my town and my price point, and sometimes even my town, my section of my town, and my price point. If we take a look at just price point across Hunterdon County, 82% of our sales in the month of January were under 500,000. That's a little on the high side. It's more usually like 75 to 78%. That's because we have a lot of first-time buyers out there, and the first-time buyer buys that house between 2 and 350, and then the person who sells it is what we call a trade-up buyer, and they go out and buy something probably between 350 and 5. That's where the activity is right now, 82%. That leaves us 18% above the $500,000 mark. And if we took a look at that, all but 3% of the total 100% is in the 5 to 7 category. We sold, in effect, 109 houses. Between 5 and 6, we sold 9. Between 6 and 7, we sold 8. And between 7 and infinity, we sold 3. Very disappointing. The upper end of the market has a lot of pressure on it. So as we go through and we take a look at our price points, we have an average of 7 months supply for Hunterdon County. And until you get up into the fives, it's all in good 4, 5, 6, 7. It's all good numbers. In the fives, there's an 8-month supply. In the 600s, there's a 9-month supply. And if you get to the 700s, we have a 50-month supply. That's really a challenge, because what we're saying is we have 50 houses for sale and one sold. That means while that one sold, a few may have expired, but 11 new ones came on. So this market's constantly changing. You start the month with a number, you add some new listings to it, some expire, some sell, and at the end of the month, you've got a new number. So in the 700s, we started the month with 50. We sold one and we added 11 listings to it. That gives us a 50-month supply. We sold nothing in the 8s, nothing in the 9s. Sort of a dead man zone. And in the 1 million and up, we sold 2. We actually have 54 houses for sale in Hunterdon County, and we sold of the 54, 2. So we have a 7-month supply. We actually have a better month supply number, over 1 million, than we do in the 7s right now, because there was 2 sales up there, and we don't have a lot of inventory. Now, if you looked at those same numbers for Somerset County, everything I just talked about was Hunterdon. Somerset County is about 2.25 our size as far as the number of units, the number of people, and we sold 237, and we have a 5-month supply. We don't see any issue in Somerset County till you get up to the 800,000, because Somerset County sells at a price of about 20% more than Hunterdon. Somerset County is one county closer to New York. New York has always driven our market, and what you get is about the same size house for about 20% more, and you probably have about half the size in acreage. So you got a smaller lot, similar house, 20% more, Somerset County. Where Somerset and Hunterdon touch, they look alike, but even there, the price difference is visible. Somerset County, over 1 million, sold 8 houses last month. In the 900s, they sold 4. In the 800s, they sold 7. Those areas where we had no sales at all in Hunterdon County, Somerset County is bouncing along. Let's take a look at the towns and look at the towns that are really doing well. We sell typically in a month better than 50% of our inventory in Hunterdon County in 3 specific areas, Clinton Township being one of them, Reddington being another, and Raritan being the third. In Clinton Township, we have 4-month supply. In the Reddington area, we have 6-month supply, and in Raritan, we have 5-month supply. If you combine those 3 areas, 24 sales in Clinton, 21 in Raritan, 13 in Reddington, total of 109, divide one into that total into the 109, and you can see they sold about 54% of our inventory. We have some towns, and I always tell people, it depends on your price point, and it depends on your location, because the higher the price point, the less the sales. It's always worked that way, although it's getting exacerbated recently. It's getting worse. And the further west you are, the further least the diminishing amount of interest there are. People just don't want to travel over that far. So let's take a look at some of the areas that aren't faring too well. Delaware Township, 20-month supply. East Amwell, 21-month supply. Frenchtown, 21 months supply. Kingwood, 30 months supply. Holland, 17 months supply. Tewksbury, that's the furthest east you can go almost in Hunterdon County. 22 months supply. 65 houses for sale, free sold. Union Township, 10 months. Everybody else is in relatively good shape. So what I tell people, and I said it a little earlier, is when I sit down to take a look at what your challenge is, I take a look at your price point, and I take a look at your town, and I look at the two together. Sometimes I even have to take it down to the development level. And I can pretty accurately say, after looking at your house and looking at who's on the market against you and looking at what's sold over the last 6 months, of where your price point should be. It's what we can call, I call it right pricing, but the market calls it competitive market analysis. And as a result, we're able to better understand how to market your house, who to market your house to, and what price we should be advertising it as or listing it for. Now, a few other statistics for Hunterdon County. If you take a look at all the sales in Hunterdon County, the average list price was $434,000, and the average price going under contract was $367,000. That's about a 15% difference. Took 92 days in average. And remember I said Somerset County at about 20%? The average list price in Somerset County was $568,569. The average sale point was $416,000 versus our $367,000. So about a 26% difference in price, and it took them an average of 91. So we were 92 days, Somerset County was 91 days. We have some very unique synergies where one of them is where the two counties touch, we look very much alike. At the far western side of Branchburg and the far eastern side of Reddington, it looks like the same place. But the further west you go, the more rural and bucolic we get. And the further east you go, the more dense and I wouldn't say city-like, but less urban-like you get in Somerset County. The challenge is when somebody goes to look for a house, they want to live in Somerset County. They think Hunterdon County is too far to go. I cover both counties, and I meet a lot of people in Somerset County with that thought in mind. And most of the people that want to live in Somerset County pick Bridgewater. Bridgewater is a very highly active area of Somerset County. It straddles 78 and it straddles 287, but most of it is to the west of 287 and to the south of 78. So Bridgewater, which surrounds the mall and comes all the way over to where Reddington starts and Tewksbury starts, in effect, is a very popular area. And I meet people there. I have several listings over there. About half of my business is in Somerset and half of my business is in Hunterdon. I meet people in Bridgewater and they can't find what they want for two reasons. Their inventory sells very quickly and the inventory sells at a premium because it's Bridgewater. And I'm not going to comment whether that makes sense or not. A lot of people love Bridgewater, and that's where people want to live. So I say to them, do you realize if you got on 78, went one more exit, and got back off, you would now be in Reddington or Tewksbury, and the prices would be almost 20% less, and you'd get twice the property as you're getting here in Bridgewater? Well, a lot of people, for a lot of reasons, don't want to live where you get twice the property and that far from where they have to commute to in the morning. But when somebody follows me to Hunterdon County, it doesn't take long for them to have that aha moment. I take them around Round Valley. I take them past Spruce Run. I take them through a few of our shopping areas, and I say, wow, this is something. I didn't realize this was here. And I do convert a nice percentage of buyers from the Somerset mindset into the Hunterdon's mindset. But I've got to tell you, I don't convert a lot of them more than a mile or two past Route 31. That's typically the Raritan, Clinton Township area, a little past Reddington. That's about as far as they want to go when they're in that mindset. Now, if somebody only works in Watchung, Summit, some places nowhere near New York City, it's easier to take them out to Alexandria and Holland. And the prices, the further west you go, are the more attractive the price. And people really, really enjoy it out there. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that for the years between 1970 and 1980, really, in 2005, we were moving to the west. It was, let's go to the west. This is where I want to live. I want to live in a country. And when 2005 started with the real estate crush, the national economic issues that we got into, we started to see like the tide recede back to the east. We saw a lot of people not only not come as far, but we saw people that were here already moving back. And that's an issue. That's an issue because we're starting to lose a little bit of population in Hunterdon County. And think about the main two reasons. And if you're listening to me last week, I had Rob Walton on and we were talking about this. One reason is the millennials. Those are the people born between 1980 and 2000. They're at this point in their life somewhere between 35 and 25, typically. Once they get their four-year degree, they have no interest in living in Hunterdon County. And the reason they have no interest in living in Hunterdon County is that their lifestyle is different. They want to have a corporate job. That corporate job is either going to be in New York or somewhere close to New York. And they want to live in an urban area, sort of like Hoboken or Jersey City. They want places they can walk to. They want places they can take mass transportation to. And they want to have ease in getting back into the city. We don't offer that in Hunterdon County. So we're losing population to the east that are what are called millennials. And at the same time, are over 65, and I'm in that segment, so I understand the feeling. The 65-plus category, if you don't have a financial nexus or tie down to Hunterdon County, in other words, you're not needing to be here to work, starts thinking about drifting over to Pennsylvania or down to Delaware or even to the Carolinas. It's cheaper from a lot of aspects to live there. And as a result, we're seeing the under 35 go east, the over 65 go west, and what have we got left? We've got some beautiful, vibrant people in age segments or cohorts, as they call it, that are just naturally getting older. And the 35 to 45 is probably in their second or third house. The 45 to 55 are seeing the kids go off to college. The 55 to 65 are probably empty nesters. And each one of them have individual real estates, wants, and needs that need to be met. And let's take them one at a time. The 35 to 45, if the kids are in school, they're probably tied to the school system. They're not going to leave till they go to college. But they start thinking, I've got a customer right now. My last daughter is out of high school in the year of 2017. And soon as that happens and she goes off to college, we're moving. And so happens they want to stay in Hunterdon County. But a lot of times they're thinking about moving back to the east a little bit. The 45 to 55, those are typically the kids are in college or out of college. They're rapidly becoming empty nesters. And yet, I know we moved here in that age category. We moved here because of the country lifestyle and the safety and the quality of life in Hunterdon County. But the taxes, wow. I mean, Marilyn and I have been here since 98. This is our 18th year, I guess almost 19th. And we had a really nice house in Clinton Township. We had two. And the taxes were peaking $16,000, $17,000. I've never sent a kid to school here. I never called the police. I'm not using a lot of the county, if any, of the county facilities, yet I'm paying all the taxes. So what we did, we were typical of those people who are in the 55 to 65. Until we got a little older, we were a slave to the house. We raked the leaves, we mowed the lawn, we fixed the house, and we went back to work. Every weekend, the house had a project for us. It was sort of more like the house owned us than we owned the house. And somewhere around mid-60s, we said, what are we doing? It's really a nice house. It's big enough that we could have four families live here. We had a 4,300-square-foot house. And it was the two of us. We literally had to call each other on the phone once in a while to figure out where we were in the house. And what we decided to do was, in order to have two discretionary things, was we right-sized. We left the house and went into a townhouse, and we immediately had more discretionary time because the townhouse had no maintenance outside. I had nothing to do other than take care of the inside. And we had more discretionary money because I wasn't spending as much on a townhouse than I was on that great big mega mansion we owned. Two we owned. One wasn't enough. We had to buy a second one that was even bigger. It was house lust, but we've all done it. It's a quality of life. That's what we wanted at that point in time. But right now, we're thinking more like going to Europe in the summer, going to the Keys fishing in the winter, not having the challenges of having to maintain that big house. So that's what the 55 to 65s are thinking about. The over 65s are thinking about, I think I want to be in one floor living. I know their thoughts. I'm still in a townhouse, but we're getting there rapidly, and we're thinking about one floor living, and we're taking a look around. And when you take a look in Hunterdon County, we don't have a heck of a lot of 55-plus choices available to us. As a matter of fact, if we took a look at the current inventory on 55-pluses, there's 35 properties. I'm sorry, there's 20 properties we could choose from. There's a total of 20 active listings in the 55-plus. If I merely moved over to Somerset County, that would go up to 50. 50 houses available in the over 55 community. So there's better than a 1.5 time abundance. If we went to Pennsylvania, the 55 plus, there's not only are they less expensive, but there's a lot more of them. Even if you went into Warren County just before you went. So one of the challenges is, what do you do when you come to that age point? Most people change the style of their living to match their life position. In other words, they become seniors, they realize they don't have the time or the desire to do all that outside work. As a matter of fact, even inside, they'd like to be on one floor, don't probably necessarily need a basement anymore, although a small basement would be nice. Don't really need an upstairs, although sometimes there's guest rooms and office space upstairs or lofts. And they get into a 55-plus development, and there's a clubhouse. There's more social activities. The point here is there's not a lot to choose from in Hunterdon County. And the new ones that are being put up are pretty expensive. The average desire that I meet from customers in that age category to get into a 55 plus is somewhere in the free 50s, somewhere between 3 and 4. Our average sale for 55 plus over the last 2 years has been more like 475. Now, you could go to Somerset County and look at Canal Walk, and you can find entry levels in the really low 300s, brand new 1,800 square foot, multi-floor, condo-style living, but very opulent. Garage parking underneath, huge clubhouse, lots of things to do. The question is Somerset County where you want to live after you lived in Hunterdon County for a while? Our answer, I know, is no. We want to stay in Hunterdon County. But it becomes a challenge to understand what the options are in Hunterdon County and whether or not you can make those work. We're both still working. I'm into my 70s. Marilyn's approaching them. And we're both still working. And for us, it's not a financial challenge yet, but someday it will be. And it's beginning to be a logistical challenge because we both would like single floor living and there's not a lot to choose from. And either I'm going to have to go into a 55 plus to find it in Hunterdon County or leave Hunterdon County to find it elsewhere. And I don't want to do that. So the last choice is maybe build something. Don't necessarily want to be into a community style lifestyle. And a choice might be to buy a half acre lot, put up a 2,000 square foot single floor living residence with a basement and a couple of car garage, and just have much less maintenance because it's brand new, and have whatever is needed outside done for you by professionals so that it's not tying it to the house. So that's what's happening in Hunterdon County. We've gone on for quite a few minutes. I'm going to play a few more of our paid commercials, and I'll be right back.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
So we talked about, once again, it's Joe Peters, and my tagline is, I help people achieve their goals and dreams across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. I work for Weichert in Clinton, and I have been in business for 14 years, and I'll play my commercial at the end. It has all my contact information. If you'd like to talk to me, 908-238-0118, and I'd love to pick up the phone and have a chat. Well, if you go to my site, jpeters.com. We talked about what happened. Let's now talk about why it's happening. What are the driving factors that resulted in the statistics that we just saw? Home purchase demand has increased in New Jersey 4% over the same month last year, and that was the month of January, and that's the 28th month in a row it's risen. So it's not like it's a short-term thing. Over 2 years, we've seen every month better than the same month the year before. On a year-to-date basis, sales rose by 15% over the prior year and 33% over the past 2 years. So confidence is up, sales are up. The increase has been widely seen in the under 400 market, which is where the millennial buyers, our first-time buyers, are most active, and where the trade-up buyers from the result of that sale are also purchasing. During the same period, the higher-priced sales have suffered. They've suffered for a couple of reasons. There's less of a demand. We have less people here making the kind of money. And I think we're going to continue to see that as people sort of right-size. They get into something once the kids are in school and they're empty nesters that more fits their lifestyle and their newer financial constraints. At the same time, the number of houses, and this is key, being sold in New Jersey has dwindled. The supply is decreased by some $6,000 as to a year ago, or minus 13%. And there are currently 35,000 fewer houses, 48% less than that was on the market nearly 6 years ago in 2011. The current unsold inventory in New Jersey sits at 5.8 months, and it was 6.9 months a year ago. Currently, increasing interest rates combined with the fear of higher rates to come and the Fed slightly loosening of the lending standards seems to be driving this current activity. Interest rates, as I said before, if your interest rate merely went from 3.5, which was our pre-election, to 4.5, which is just about where we are, went up 1%, and you could afford a $500,000 house at 3.5%, you probably can only afford a $450,000 at 4.5%. because you lose about 9%+ of your buying power for every percent things goes up. We've seen it go from 3.5 to 4.25. We're forecasting 4.75 to 5 by the end of the year. So by the end of the year, a little over a year after the election, we're going to see people lose somewhere around 14-15% of their buying power if that really happens. At the same time, the more popular prices are going up. We're averaging 2 to 3% under 400,000, and we're averaging very slight increases above 5 and above 6. We're probably not seeing anything at all. The job front. On a national level, the U.S. reached full employment in May of 2014, and we saw 2,700,000 additional jobs added in 2015. It looks like we're going to have 2,150 in 2016. That's a drop of 20%. We've employed 20% less people in the last 12 months than we did in the 12 months prior to it. There's a whole bunch of comment about people that are underemployed, people that are part-time being carried to full-time, that these numbers are really deflated. They're even worse than they sound. But these are the numbers that are reported, and they've been reported for every administration for the last 20 years. New Jersey job growth, that was national. 65,000 plus jobs in 2015, the best in 15 years. On that pace, we are tracked to recover all of the, at least 96% of the jobs that were lost due to the recession by the end of 2016. But it didn't happen. The preliminary numbers here, having a great time with that word. Preliminary numbers here show that the number for 2016 is going to be about 13,500. That's 80% less than a year before. So on a national level, we're looking at a 80% loss, 20% loss. On a New Jersey level, we're looking at an 80% loss. It's not good. It's not good news. New Jersey's shown an increase of 3,100 jobs in December and had an erratic year. Half of the months didn't show any increase. And we're showing an unemployment rate of 5%, where the national rate is 4.7. So we're slightly ahead. New Jersey's having a tough time. Remember I said that we're losing population out of Hunterdon County? We're not losing as much out of Somerset County. It's actually growing by about what we're losing in percentage. But since they have more people, it's really a different number. But New Jersey, in general, is the highest state for people moving out versus moving in the nation for the second year running. 64%, this is one of the large van lines, says 64% of the business done in New Jersey is people moving out versus 36% of people moving in. New York State is second. What's the reasons? People prefer a warmer climate. People prefer less taxes. The way we work and where we work is changing. And a lot of jobs are being moved into the southeast and the far west. And as a result, we're losing population. Rental markets. This is an interesting situation. We have, in New Jersey, the oldest number of children in their 30s living at home with mom and dad. We are the number one state, and in the state, Hunterdon County is the number one county for the age of people still living at home. But when they get back on their feet, when they recover from the financial difficulties that they went through and save some money and want to get out, or mom and dad are tossing them out or edging them out, whatever the situation. I've gone through that with my kids. I know how it is. What do they try to do? First thing they try to do is rent something. Well, there's an obstacle out there. We're sitting right now with a rental availability market of somewhere about 3.2%. It's usually 6 or 7%. So only half the houses or units are available for rentals. When I find somebody in a rental situation, I quickly assess whether or not they can afford to buy, because it's usually cheaper to buy than rent. If you're going to rent a place for average of $1,350 for a one-bedroom, I could probably put you in that place. If you've got a little bit of credit, a little bit of job history, and a little bit of funds, I can put you in that place cheaper than $1,350, and you get a tremendous tax advantage. But because there are so many people down on their luck, so many people now looking for rentals, the rental market is really depressed as far as units being available. Last thing is foreclosures. We're still the number one state in the nation with foreclosure filings. The delinquent mortgages that are 90% past due in New Jersey fell to 5.6%. It was 11.4% 4 years ago. But it still ranks us as number one, followed by New York and then a whole bunch of other states. We're experiencing a slightly decreased rate in foreclosure filings, but 3.4% less. We still had 74,000 filings where we had 77 the year before. It's not a good number, and it's going to go on for a while. So let's look what this means to you. Recap. It's not been a normal year. From the elections to the economy to the housing market. We never had a winter. Knock on wood, it doesn't start now on the 7th but of February. We've had a surge in home sales. It's been a great year. We've sold just about everything that was out there, and most of what's been left over has now sold, and we're just starting to get houses to come on the market. We're also starting to see people who've been in their house 10 or 12 years make a trade. They didn't do a thing while the economy was in flux. No consumer confidence. Maybe their house was underwater. Maybe their job was in jeopardy. But to a good extent, all of that is behind them. I would say a third of my business right now are people who bought from me in the last 12 years looking to do something again. And we're seeing the most effect on prices in the under 400K price. And we're seeing about a 3 or 4% rise in prices. The over 500 is steady. Over 600, probably seeing pressure on the prices. And the foreclosures, to a certain extent, are helping the situation because we just don't have enough inventory. So here's my analysis. I do this for a living. I sell a couple of dozen houses a year. I've cold sold a couple of hundred houses over the last 15 years or so. In effect, we couldn't be in a better time whether you're a buyer or a seller. As a buyer, the economy is recovering, but slower than we would hope to see it. There are jobs, there is credit, and hopefully during the last 8 years or so, you've been able to, while living with mom, if that was the case, put some money aside and build up your credit, add some job security. Because now we're starting to see prices starting to go up, both from an interest level and a home buying. The time couldn't be better. It's going to be more expensive next year. It's going to be more expensive the year after. Couldn't be a better time to buy a house. And it starts that American dream, where you put 5, 10, 20% down, but you gain equity on the whole amount. From a seller's viewpoint, we're almost back. We're about 2 to 3 years away from where we were at the peak. We're probably about 13, 14% off of what the peak was at the end of 2005. If you're above 600, it's probably more challenging because we just don't have the volume up there for people looking for houses in Hunterdon County. But I sold four houses out of the 24 I sold last year, over 600,000, one over 900,000. So there is a market. Instead of being four, it used to be 10 or 12. So it's a diminished market. So what I can tell you as a seller is the time couldn't be better to buy the house. No matter what you sell and no matter what you buy, the price off the market is going to be roughly the same. So if you're selling a 400 and you're going to buy a 600, you're trading up, you're getting an advantage. If you're selling a 400 and buying another 400 but a different configuration to change your lifestyle, you're breaking even. If you're selling a 400 and probably buying a 300, you may be losing a little bit, but maybe that's what dictates it's the time to make it happen. Couldn't be a better time to buy, couldn't be a better time to sell. And I'm telling you, if you would like to sit down and talk just the way you're hearing me here today in an informative fashion, I'd love to sit down and talk with you. My name is Joe Peters. I help people achieve their goals and dreams across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. I'm going to play my commercial for you one more time that gives you all the contact. And if you'd like to talk with me further, give me a call. I don't bite. Take a look at my references at jpeters.com. People have said some really nice things about me, things that even impressed me. I love working with people. I love helping you make your goal and dream come true. And I just ask that you give me the option to do that. Thank you very much. Joe Peters signing out.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Well, this started right around daybreak this morning, and it popped up in several different areas all at the same time. So it's been a crazy morning for us here trying to monitor everything that's going on.
Louisiana officials discussing the massive damage in the state today from a series of tornadoes.
Some of the damage in New Orleans East, a lot of it is still ongoing right now. So we're just beginning to get a lot of the pictures and a lot of the information about the damage because it was so widespread.
And with one vote from Mike Pence, Betsy DeVos becomes official.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
Senate Democrats had been working all night to try to convince one Republican to vote no to stop DeVos's nomination. USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, during a desert downpour, the teacher opens up the mystery of the rains. In the biblical Hebrew year, there were two rains, so important they actually had names, the Moreh, the early rains, and the Malkosh, the latter rains. So a mystery. As the Hebrew year had two outpourings of rains, the age will have two outpourings of God's Spirit. 2,000 years ago came the first rain, Pentecost. It was the Moreh, the early rains, and it changed the world, but so there must be another, the outpouring of the latter rains, the Malkosh. So even though the end times are filled with evil, they'll also be the times of the Malkosh, the latter rains, the spirit, the anointing, revival. Pray for that, and even for your life, because when the rains of God come, even that which is dead and barren will come alive again and bear much fruit.
The Book of Mysteries will change your life, and it's now available online and wherever books are sold. And at mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
More details are being released about the special